Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, man, and we're back. This is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what we do. Each and every week, I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And guess what? Today is no different. We got a real one for y'all today, right? So before I get into that and telling y'all all about my guests and bringing them on for tonight, y'all know I got to start the show off like I do each and every week, letting all the people who download the audio version of this podcast, man, that I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Spotify, on Apple Music, on Amazon, everywhere that you get your audio versions of your podcast, y'all guys are rocking with us. I definitely appreciate that because, like I said, you know, it's cool. You know, you could get a few views on you when it gets to the visual part, but really understanding that you adding some type of value where people are really downloading the audio version and hear the conversations that you having with people. Yo, that's amazing, man, because I promise y'all, a lot of people get into this stuff, man. When I think about, you know, content creation in whole, you know, so many people, they reach out to me, they ask me the number one question that everybody want to know, like, how you monetizing, how you doing this and how you doing that. And I'm saying, like, listen, if this ain't a passion of yours or you can't see yourself growing as anything that it takes for you to invest in, the first question you shouldn't be asking about is the money part, right? Like, first of all, you got to really be thinking about what does it take up here to feel like you can be consistent enough to build a platform where people trust you enough to want to share your story in the first place. Because you got to think about this, man. You know, people really use the platform for what it's for, and then there's that don't. So what I mean by that is that you say that you do something, then people, it's easy for them to go look it up and really check, fact check. Check your report card, so to speak. Let me see what's going on with this guy, if he really doing what he say he going to do. And I know people that take a tour on my page, they ain't going to see nothing but that work because that's what it's about. But more so than that, you got to be consistent, whether you have one view or whether you have 100,000 views. The point is not about, you know, how quick you could go viral or what it is. It's about the value, man, right? It's about the value in what you're presenting to the people, right? For them to say, listen, I'm going to go check what fam got going on over there. Or, look, I want to go see who he talking to this week. Because for some reason, he's always talking to people that don't mind sharing stories that we know that other people out here thinking they the only ones that's going through it. Let me tell y'all something, man, about this whole thing. We know that there are a lot of major platforms out there where people really, really get to talk to people who are already established in some shape, form, or fashion where it brings attention to them already, whether it be a celebrity, whether it be a sports figure, whether it be somebody in politics, whether it be somebody on whatever level. And I think people think like those are only people that got the interesting stories, but those are the people that only give you certain parts. They're not giving you the real. But then there's people out here each and every day that got real stories that if you would take the opportunity to just listen to them sometimes, you'll realize you're not the only one. Secondly, you'll realize, too, that if they can make it through, you can, too. And that's why I love the value of the platform that I have right now. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. First of all, it's about service and giving back. You know, most people know that follow me. I'm a content creator, right? Yeah. For what they say right now, but you know, if you Google me, you're gonna see music artists first, you're gonna see, you know, films, you're gonna see all these other things, right? But to give back, and that's one of the other things that people are not going to see, no matter how you look a person up. You're not going to see what they do to give back. You're not going to see what they looking to see if they could provide a value to the people. You're not going to see that, right? Because you're going to just see what the perception of it is, you know. They out front, but not what the vibe of it is to make sure that people understand, like, listen, it's a way for you to change the way that you think up here. You just got to be open enough to say that, yo, I want to do that, right? Versus going by whatever we was taught growing up, right? And all of us know what we mean by that, right? We're so separated in this country by the most stupidest things. And then I bet if people really took the time to really figure out who is who, it's that blood that tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you know, everybody, all skin folk ain't your kin folk. I'm going to tell you that right now, yo. So we got to understand information going to come from where it come from. You got to be opening up to receive it. So listen, when it comes down to that, that's one of the things that we always got to think about, paying it forward. Right? Paying it forward. Like, what is it in your mindset that you can say to yourself, listen, what kind of value can I give back? Or what can I do to be a part of something when I see other people? On this platform, we talk to impacted families. I had a mom on last week. Now, these people lose their children. Sometimes it's their only child, right? By all kinds of things, by the community. They lose it by negligence of people when it comes down to being a pedestrian, when it comes down to motor vehicles and just being disrespectful on the highways and roads, right? There's so many people that are being taken out and are unalived by motor vehicles every day, right? And that could be prevented, like, to be honest with you. That could really be, you know, slowed down to a minimum. It shouldn't be as often as it is right now. And then you have those parents that are losing children that are being unalived by the law enforcement. Now, you guys got to understand, like, it may not be happening to you, but it's one thing I say all the time, no matter what the scenario is that you may see what a person is going through that has been on this platform, y'all never know when it can happen to you. And you're going to always want the same type of energy. You're going to want the same type of motivation. You're going to want the same type of support if it happened to you. You're going to want to know who to go ask and where to go to. You know, I was thinking, man, they was talking about, you know, it was a lady who, was unalived by the police in California, and they said that the family got something like 9.something million or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And I always think about that, like, why people report the money part, right? Because, like, that doesn't replace the person. It doesn't matter how much, how big the number is. The number doesn't make people be like, oh, okay, all right, bet. So, yeah, all right, it should be all right right now. No, that ain't how it go, right? It's an everyday thing that people got to deal with no matter what, how your lifestyle change. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. It comes down to this. Paying it forward. It's very important to find things that, whether it's affecting you personally or not, to just step outside yourself, right? Put your bias aside and then look for a way that you can help support people. And look, my guest tonight, they came up with a solution for that. At least this is what I think is a great way for people to really jump on board and get the understanding of what's going on. What my goal is after tonight's conversation, right? Because it's going to go a little bit deeper than just what I'm talking about and the possibility of paying it forward. I also want to talk about the industry in a whole. Like, we're going to talk about all these things because technically, you guys, you know, being put in a position where you can help people, even if you don't advertise it, is just as amazing as those people who want all the world to know, hey, I've done this for people, or I've done that for whoever. I mean, hey, either way it go, listen, how you feel on the inside should be the most important, not about what other people think. But the fact that other people or you yourself may need help from other people is why tonight's conversation is going to be important. So look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to bring my guest up here, right? Because we're going to lay this out, because pay it forward is the main concept of the application that they came up with. Can y'all imagine that, coming up with a platform where you can donate and then have the money? Oh, man, look, I ain't even going to tell y'all all that. I'm going to let my guests come on here and give y'all these details. You know what I'm saying? Because when I read the breakdown, I was like, oh, man, I reached out to them immediately, like, listen, we're going to chop it up if y'all are willing. They was like, definitely. And once I tell y'all how they really, oh, look, this is going to be great. All right, back. So where's my guest at? Let's bring her on up here. There she go.
Shasha,
listen, thank you so much for agreeing to come on the platform this evening, okay? All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, definitely, because look, what you guys have going on is definitely amazing, as well as your background, period. You and your husband.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So look, what I want to do before we get into anything, I just want to allow you to introduce yourself to the audience and tell them why you're on the platform this evening.
Well, great. So hi, everybody. My name is Shoshana. And I was a makeup artist in the film industry and for television for 36 years. And then everything changed with COVID. Of course, COVID was devastating to many people. To me personally, my neighborhood fell apart. And there were a lot of elderly and children that just seemed to be left behind. And, you know, first time I was able to stop and to see what was around me, you know, because in the film industry, you're just going and going and going. And a lot of the big nonprofits didn't take care of my neighborhood. And a few months into it, these smaller nonprofits. And when I say smaller, I mean groups of people that had suffered a trauma of their own and vowed no one else would go through what they went through. They came out and they brought games for the children. They took the elderly to their doctor's appointment or just spent time with them. And I felt at that moment there that I was compelled. I needed to support these people. You know, there are 1.8 million nonprofits and we only know of maybe five. I never heard of these smaller nonprofits before. You know, I just didn't know. I didn't know who they were. I've never heard of them. And they work off of small donations. They were just these amazing community warriors. And, you know, I said to my husband, boy, if I had a dollar for everybody that cared about these things, we wouldn't have these problems. And my husband turned to me and said, you know, I think you've got something there. And then we spent the next year working on that concept. So we developed an app called Pifster, P-I-F-S-T-E-R. So instead of a hipster, you're now in the mindset of paying it forward. You're a Pifster. So I want that mindset to settle into people. I want people to know how easy it is to pay it forward. So what we do is we crowdsource $1 a month donations, just $1, because that's all it takes to help people these days. And then they suggest where they want to pay it forward to. We vet them, and four different organizations or causes or individuals go up on the app every single month where we get to vote. And people decide where they want to pay it forward. Whoever gets the most votes gets the monthly dollar accumulations. And then we make a video showing your money doing what you voted it to do, because transparency is so important these days. I want to know what my dollar is doing. Even though it's just a dollar, I want to know what it's doing. So we make these great videos that stay up on the app so that people can see what their dollar did. We've been going now for 18 months and we have helped, my gosh, senior citizens, veterans, animals. I mean, a little boy named Max. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. It's been the most amazing thing I've ever done. And I'm so fulfilled by it. It's that I'm not doing much makeup for film these days anymore. I want to devote my life to Pifster.
Yeah, listen, when I read the breakdown myself, I thought about so many different things. And I was like, wow, you know, just to think about how most people, you know, what they do with a dollar nowadays, right? Just a single dollar, and how, you know, maybe for candy or maybe for, you know, snacks, potato chips or in the vending machine, you know, they'll spend a couple of dollars. Yeah.
It's nothing.
And they'll take that change and they'll, you know, pretty much hurt themselves by doing that versus. Yeah. So that's the mindset that we was talking about, right? Like, being able to understand, like, there are other organizations out here. Now, you made a great point about us not knowing about the smaller nonprofit organizations, right?
Yes.
So when you guys found out about the other organizations, was it just where you were in California, or is this nationwide based on, you know?
Because I've done makeup for film, and I've done films in Texas and, you know, all over different states. I have friends different places. Right. And so as we began to talk about this, my friends in like New York would say, well, you know, that's happening here. The bigger nonprofits are nowhere to be found. And this person came through and they helped my grandmother. And I was like, oh, wow. So it's really happening all over. I did a few films in Atlanta, and there too, people were saying, you know, yeah, a small organization helped my family. You know, a small organization gave me groceries. You know, these small people that just don't have a voice in this pool of nonprofits.
Right.
So it's happening. I mean, they're active. We have community warriors all over America.
Wow. And you know what? And you're right. It's because they don't have a voice. Like, people do not know. Because the number one thing that's the most expensive part about any business, whether it is one by donation or one that's for profit, is marketing and promotion.
Amen. You know,
just to be able to get the word out there to people, it costs a whole lot more than it does to actually go into whatever you're actually creating and building. So, yeah, that's a great thing. But it's so great that we have the world of platforms and podcasts, right? Because
if
you guys find people who are really hungry about their platform, then they're going to continue to push and stay consistent about, you know, making sure that people are coming back, seeing what the conversations are to help bring awareness to them. So for you, I mean, I'm going to open the door. I would definitely like to talk to a lot of these nonprofit organizations, at least some of them, to try to figure out, like, you know, what it is exactly, you know, you guys are doing and, you know, what capacity. Because you're right. Some people need help with groceries, but then some people need help with something like you said, a veteran. You know, just transportation to the doctor or something like that.
So, yes. Little things. Well, I mean, during COVID, there were different needs, obviously. But I mean, after COVID, once the world went back to its business, you know, some of these people were left behind, you know, most families were devastated. You know, kids needed help with schooling because they weren't going to school, you know. So there's many organizations. Like on our app this month, we have like My Warrior's Place. She started a program. So first, this is a Gold Star mother. She lost her son. He was a veteran. And she vowed that she would help other veterans. And she works by donation only. So she doesn't have the money for grant writers. She doesn't get big money from the government. This is of her own heart, her own time, her own money. She's just amazing. So she started a program. She became friendly with a veteran that was in her son's troop. Who needed heart surgery, but he didn't want to get heart surgery because he had a service dog and they wouldn't allow his service dog to come with him. So he was like, I'm not going to get surgery because I don't want to leave my dog. So she started a program now where if veterans need to go in for medical help or if they're called back to duty, she will watch their dogs. Simple things like that. So now she's amazing. I mean, she has many other things that she does for veterans, but that's just one specific program that she puts out there.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, because it takes small things like that, right? Because you would think that the veterans would get treated so much better than what they do for all that they've gone through for, you know, what we call freedom. You know what I mean?
That could be a whole other podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, lately veterans aren't being treated as they should be, but you know, there's a lot of organizations out there helping, and we will support them any way we can.
Yeah. Well, I think that's amazing because coming from, like you said, from doing makeup on movies. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about you for a little bit because I want to get back into the app because what I want to do is I want to talk about a couple of things that when, like you said, like how can people, you know, become a part of it, like, you know, to the point where they can receive help or be vetted enough to know, you know, that they would like to do, you know, and all these other things, because, you know, I think it's an amazing idea and it's an amazing platform. And if, you know, it's open to, you know, what I'm thinking it is, it'll be great. But let's talk about this real quick, which is so in Hollywood, right? So you know you did makeup for 36 years, so you're a total vet, and what it takes. So let's talk about some of the if you can talk about some of the movies that you were having to be able to do makeup for, some of the sets.
So I have done makeup on, oh gosh, where do we begin? I started on Barney Miller on TV show. I started in the apprenticeship program. Wow. So that goes a long, long way back. Wow. I did a lot of MTV movies. I've done a lot of, I did Pearl Harbor. I did House of Sand and Fog with Sir Ben Kingsley, who is amazing. Goodness, I was the head hair and makeup designer for Dancing with the Stars for the first 5 seasons. I did Elizabeth Taylor's makeup for her Diamonds commercial. I wish I received residuals for that because it's still going.
Right.
Yeah, I worked on Westworld. I worked on, goodness, Monster. I've worked on many, many, many shows. Yeah. And I worked for Playboy for years as well.
Gotcha. You know, doing the makeup,
Vampire,
I guess.
Diaries. Yeah. Sorry.
Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. No, the reason why I wanted to do that is because I think people, they got to understand, like, certain people, right, they would expect you to have a different type of personality being in the industry that you come from, right? Because, you know, easily your friends can be these people that you named that's the lead of these, because you made them look like they were supposed to look on that screen. So I'm sure there's a lot of different ways people could have looked at, you know, the way you guys could have chosen to just say, hey, you know, I don't have to really worry about other people. I could just be concerned about my small thing. But the way that y'all set up Pipster, people can get help nationwide.
That's right. We made it so that it can help everyone in America. And we've helped people in Hawaii. We've helped people in Kansas. We've helped people in Oregon. Yes.
Wow.
But I think even as a makeup artist, I was always a caregiver. You know, I always invested in people, you know, even just doing their makeup. Right. I mean, yeah, you know, you're making them look beautiful, but sometimes you're helping them transition into a character. You know, someone could be sick, someone could have a disease, someone could be even tired, or someone could, you know, you never know. You read the script, you get into the story, and you help the actor go through the story with makeup, you know, even like, oh, it says the actor didn't sleep all night. You're the one who put the eye bags under their eyes so that they look tired, so that people understood. So it facilitated a story.
Yeah, which is smart, which I don't, and I don't think a lot of people think about it in that aspect, right? They would just think about the makeup artist as somebody that just did something real quick and then bam, they gone, but not even think about how they had to be a part of the story to make the actor look the way that it was supposed to be portrayed in the image. So I think that's really dope because, you know, when you think about people and what they're expert in, right, and things that people really know them for, so to speak, you know, sometimes they get put in that box.
Yes.
As that's just it for them, right? Like, they can't be creative. Like, what do you mean? Like, you can't think of that. You can't come up with that. You're this. Your thing is this. You can't do that. And so for them to see how y'all came up with this app, I think it's amazing because, you know, you have to really be that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's just $1. Like, you know, you just chip in $1 and you always know where your dollar is. From the moment you donate it, it says right on, so-and-so donated $1. It goes right into the community fund, which you see right there on the app. And then we make the video showing your money being used the way that you vote it to be used. So it's app.pipster.org if anybody wants to join. But yeah, it's the most amazing thing I think I've ever been a part of. And, you know, I used to do a small radio show called Raw Radio about women, about how the media misleads women in the industry, which is also something I would love to talk about. You know, like little things like, you know, a woman's razor and a man's razor. Same razor, one is pink, one is black, but the pink one is $3 more. It's the same razor. You know, little things. So that But the media misleading women is another story. I did Cindy Crawford's makeup for the cover of Glamour magazine. I opened it up and it said makeup done by Shoshana Kaplan using Revlon Red, blah, blah, blah. So I called my agent right away and I said, I didn't use Revlon Red. I didn't use that. That's a mistake. And she said, right. Shoshana, Revlon was the biggest advertiser that month. So they're going to get the credit. And I was like, but I didn't use that. And that's not right. You're misleading women. Now a bunch of women are running out and buying Revlon Red. And she said, yeah, that's the point. And I said, well, I don't like that. And she said, good, then we won't call you anymore to do makeup. And that was it. I was done.
Wow. So this one situation caused you not to be able to work with no one else, nowhere?
I wasn't, well, not anymore, no. That was, I wasn't able to do work for Glamour anymore. Yeah, doing magazine covers because they didn't want, I wasn't going with their flow, I guess. But it wasn't right. It wasn't right. It wasn't Revlon Red that I was using.
Right. Yeah. But would it made a difference if they would have told you ahead of time? Like, hey, listen, you're going to do this person makeup, but it's going to really go to them. Now, would that have made a difference if they would have at least told you ahead of time?
You know, I don't know. I think it offended my integrity and that was my reaction to say that. So I don't think I would have done it. Well, I don't know. Gotcha. You know, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I never really thought about it. I mean, I don't know.
Because I think the way that you caught the lie, it's almost like because you caught it, it made it seem like, wait, hold on, why are you missing me? I didn't use that. That goes against why you know what I'm saying? Like, what you do, right? Because you're the one they gave credit for as to say that. Now, if somebody was to stop you in the street and be like, hey, listen, so you use that, and then you would have had to really sit up there and be like, you know, so yes. No, but I think if they would have, you know, and I'm not saying what you would have done. I'm just asking because it seemed like if that was their play, they would have let you know that ahead of time. Like, listen, we're going to do this, but the person who goes, you know, really it's going to go for is going to be this person, just so you know. So it's going to go here. And I think
I think that's normally how it's done. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. That was my first magazine cover. I didn't know that that's what they do, that they give credit to the advertisers. I didn't know. So I wouldn't, you know, I didn't want to ever do it again. I mean, you know, I made sure that any other makeup that I did after that, I made sure that people knew the products I was using. Because, again, it misleads women. And I didn't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So like even with Dancing with the Stars, you know, the camera would come into the makeup room all the time and they would say, you know, who's the sponsor? Who's the sponsor? And I'd say, well, it doesn't matter who the sponsor is. This is the makeup that we're using. And they'd say, well, make sure the labels are up. So I would always make sure that all the labels were up so that Makeup Forever, which was one of our sponsors, which was great. And we used it, but we also used RCMA and we also used, you know, other brands that were there, but I made sure that everybody saw really what we were using, not just the sponsor.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you had integrity in what you did, basically. That's what it really was about.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's important also because women are watching that and they want to see what we're using. And I don't want to misrepresent that.
Which is crazy because now that goes back to now what should make a lot of women think about a lot of these visual ads now when it comes down to the makeup that's being done. When you're looking at something, you would think that it's really that product when it really is not.
No.
But you already paid for it. That's crazy.
Yes. And you also have to watch the anti-aging products because everything is painted on now. Everything is smooth. You know, the computer does amazing things for advertising. And I'm not going to bash advertising. There's some really great products out there, but people have to find what's right for them. And that, unfortunately, you just take samples and you just keep trying different products, you know, because it all works differently for everybody.
No, but it's good that you, because you have an expertise. You have 36 years in makeup. Like, it's not like you're saying something and just pulling it out the air. This is going to be great for my audience, especially for the women that are watching and those that are in the industry. Like, listen, you may be, you know, being told to buy this product that is really not the product you're looking at. You might need to just sample things until you find what you really like for you and keep it moving from there. You know, like,
absolutely. That right there is the best advice right there. Find what's right for you and get samples. And if people don't want to give you samples, then move on.
Right. And that makes sense. So, all right. So let's talk about this now. So like, With the nonprofit organizations that you guys partner up with on the app, now, can other nonprofit organizations partner up with you guys? How can they go about that?
So how it works is we ask our users, our PIFsters, to suggest organizations that they care about because they see what their neighborhood needs. They see where the problems are in their communities. But other nonprofits... because I think it's important that we take care of our own communities. And that's how this whole thing started, was you know the needs. You see that your Boys and Girls Club needs help. You see that your school needs help, needs books, or needs, you know, equipment, sports equipment. You see it. So, but for nonprofits, they can go onto our website, which is PIFster.org, and you can suggest your nonprofit there. And then it goes through a vetting process, and we vet hard. I mean, I don't want to, I love smaller nonprofits, but I don't want to give to an organization that only gives 35%. Do you know what I mean? I only want to give to organizations that are for that cause, not for the glamour of it, not for, you know, where they could say, well, I gave, you know, we didn't name our app Shoshana and Chris Gives. We don't want the attention. We just want people to get the mindset of someone who pays it forward. Anyway, so we vet hard. So if your organization gives at least 85%, get on our app, which should be launching. We're changing our website. So it should be launching tonight or tomorrow, maybe in the next day, but keep it down, PIFster.org. There'll be a place where you could suggest your nonprofit. Work with us. We can vet you, and then we could get you up onto the app.
There it is. And I wanted to make sure that that's very important because there are a lot of great causes out here that we all know that affects communities, right?
Yes.
And dealing with, you know, impacted families and things of that nature, I feel like, you know, there are different levels of things that these families need in order for them to continue to keep moving forward. And some of them have come up with their own nonprofit organizations in order to help bring awareness to different things and all these other things. So that's why I'm asking certain questions, because I want to be able to connect certain dots, right?
Yes.
So people could understand that there's ways that, yes, when it comes down to fundraising, you know, a lot of people have a certain mistrust when it comes to fundraising. And I'm going to say, because of who, you know, whoever the leader of it is, let's just put it to you like that. Everybody feels like when it comes to money that people are just so untrustworthy because they get a certain amount, then you have greed that kicks in, then you got to wonder, where is this going? Where is that coming from? Why is this not here? Because let's face it, right? Let's take the Red Cross, for example, or even FEMA.
That's a good one, actually. Good one to talk about.
You know, we've seen that so many times where they're from coming to different people's jobs or, you know, corporate buildings to rallying, to doing all these things to get donations, and only certain people get allocated these funds when everyone help contribute to whatever that fund is. And then these people over here are just left out. And it's like, yo, wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Like, why? How can it only go to these people? And it's only going to certain groups of people who it seemed like, wait a minute, they already straight over there. Like, okay, yeah, they going through something. Yeah, they going through something. But, wow, look at the disaster over here. Like, how does that not get focused? And people have seen that, and it left a terrible taste in their mouth when it comes to how we organize around money, which I think what your app does, it takes that away from everything, right? Because there's so much transparency, and you guys vet the people who, before they even get the funds, like you vet them to the, as much as you guys can in order to make sure, you know, that, listen, this is the, you wanted these funds to go here. All right, y'all, this is what we all voted for. This is what it is. Okay, and now we're going to trail that this is what the money is going for and this is what it's doing.
Yeah, we vet them hard because of our experience with the ASPCA, the Red Cross, United Way. And I don't want to knock these big nonprofits. They do some good things, but really, where does all our money go? Where does it go? Because I didn't see them in my neighborhood. You know, we called, we tried. They didn't come to my neighborhood. They didn't come to my friends' neighborhoods, you know, and because of that frustration, that's why we made our app so transparent, because we want people to know that there are these amazing community warriors that are spending their own time, their own money, paying attention to these causes. You know, not only that, but like we even all the past winners, you know, the people that have won like the month before or that got the money, we keep them on a section of our app so that if people feel like donating at Christmas or if they want to donate at any time, they know that our charities have been vetted. They know that our causes have been vetted and they can continue to support them.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's an amazing organization called She Is Hope, which is run by this woman named Tisha, who suffered. She helps struggling single mothers because she herself struggled. She's an amazing woman. And she won a month. She won November, in fact. So we were able to get a bunch of turkeys for single mothers. But she's amazing. And she continues all the time to help single struggling mothers. And people don't know that help is there, but they do if they can go to my app.
There it
and
is.
You see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the main part about having these type of conversations so people can know that, right? Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, let me go up here and figure this out because if I can receive help, you know, maybe. And here's another thing, too, that I always want people to understand. Like, you know, they ask for a dollar, right? So sometimes it's just as good to give help and to give it back, right? So we want to always make sure we pay it forward. For those people that need help, we understand that you're struggling. We understand that, you know, a lot of things are tight. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that what you put out in the universe, it's what you're going to get back. So if you're willing to help people, even when you yourself need help, you can guarantee that the help you need is coming.
Yes.
That's one thing you don't have to. Now, I can't tell you how to feel when it comes to that thought process, because you got to feel that as well as you think that. You know, me, I'm talking to the audience right now. You guys got to feel it and think that. Listen, you know, what you put out is what you're going to get back. So if you are willing to help another person with a dollar, then please just understand that you can be as well as, you know, receive it back. I'm not saying do it for that reason. I'm saying do it because it's the same thing that you're looking to get. And let's be in that position to give, y'all. You know what I mean? Because I like the whole transparency part of your act. Yeah. That's what makes this whole thing. And the fact that people who donate get the vote as well, too, as to where the money goes.
Yeah, because so I don't want to tell you where to put your money.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
And that's what makes it. And that's why I feel like so many people could really grasp to this, right? Don't have to have a nonprofit organization to be willing to be able to give a dollar so they could be able to vote for situations like that. So just in case their neighborhood is really in need. Okay, hold on, y'all. I might could go up here and see that there might be somebody around here that we could get, you know, and that's what it's about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So. Yes. I want you to do me a favor real quick. I want you to tell people, too, a little bit more about the types of organizations that you guys will not work with. Because I think that's just as important, right, as to what you're willing to work with. Is there any certain type of organizations you guys are just, you know, you want to stay away from?
Well, right now, obviously, we want to stay away from political organizations because that just causes too much diversity. And our app is to bring people together, not to divide us. And so when we vet, what we do is we make sure that the board isn't getting paid big salaries. I don't mind if they're getting paid salaries, but if more of the money is going above the line than to the cause, that's not going to make it through vetting. Also, if anyone's ever been involved in fraud or any financial lawsuits, you won't make it through vetting. We make sure that you walk the talk. You know, as we go through the vetting, we make sure we see where the money's coming from. If you're getting big government grants, that's okay. If most of the money is going to the cause, if it's going to pay for your rent, if it's going to pay your board, that's not going to pass through vetting. Because here's the thing, like even the president of the ASPCA, he makes $1 million a year. What is his incentive to solve the problem of abused, neglected animals? If he solves the problem, he's going to lose his job. Do you know what I mean? So what is his incentive to really solve the problem? So we make sure that things are balanced. You know, there are quite a few organizations where they bring in 20, 30 million from an event and they only give 30% out. They will not make it through our vetting. So it's not so much the type. It's like we really go through their financials to see where the money comes from and what they're spending it on. And if it fits our values.
Yeah, I think that's important to know. And that's why I asked that, because these are the type of things that people may be thinking, right? Like whenever they watch this and they're going to be sitting up here and they're going to be saying, well, how do we know how they're vetting people? And so that's why I asked that question, because, Yes. You know, think about it. You said, listen, you're not going to make it through vetting if this is the problem. If you have this, you're not going to make it through vetting. So you're going to have to be transparent about your own situation in order to get on the app, because what you're doing is saying, these are millions of people. The more this app grows, these are millions of people. There's millions of dollars that can be allocated to different events and different causes that are going on to help people that really need the help in those little micro areas from these smaller organizations, right? So it could grow to that. Like, this is what we're saying. Like, it could grow to that. You can't be sitting up here looking at that saying, okay, I'm going to get 85% of that, like that somebody else told it. Like, yeah. So yeah. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, so many different people may watch this and start one.
Right.
Right. Right. Right then and there, saying, you know what? I've been thinking about, I had this idea for a nonprofit. You know what? Now that I know that there's a community where I can be a part of and I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, making sure they understand what I have going on, then I'm going to start that. Because that's another thing. We need more of them. It's not enough. Yes. Even if there are, it's a lot, it's not enough.
No, we always need community caregivers. These people are amazing. You know, these people, again, of their own time, of their own heart, their own money, people taking care of dogs, people taking care of, oh my gosh, horses and veterans and seniors. And just, it's given me so much hope in humanity. It's really beautiful how selfless and tireless these community warriors are. But you have to be passionate about what you care about, because it's not easy. I mean, you deal with a lot of the darkest of problems for people.
Yeah, that's true. Because some people, like you said, single moms, right? That be struggling, right? But then you got people who are going through recovery. They be struggling, right? Yes. Because so many of certain areas across the nation are dealing with those who are overcoming addiction, but they are right in the same areas where they are, you know, they fell into addiction, trying to battle the temptation. You know, and they need help and resources and different things like that to help keep them on the straight and narrow. Like, it's so many different things that people need directly that is not something that, you know, the Red Cross or these other organizations will allocate funds to.
Yeah, it's so easy to help people. I don't think people realize that, you know, everybody wants to, you know, be the one who donates thousands of dollars or be the one who makes the big impact. But the world isn't like that today. You don't have to make the big impact. Simple things like smiling at somebody else, opening the door for someone else. In fact, we have a nonprofit on our app this month, and they give wedding dresses to veterans who are getting married and they can't afford a big wedding. So they donate wedding dresses, or they help pay for catering, or they just help pay for veterans who are getting married. I mean, simple things we can do to help pay it forward. We don't need to make that gigantic impact. Just little things consistently, to go back to what you said in the beginning of the show, consistently, so that these people are uplifted. Because I guarantee you, the person that you pay it forward to is then going to pay it forward to someone else. Exactly. And that's how you infect the world with happiness and that pipster mindset.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we got to really put this into a perspective where I think paying it forward in the concept that y'all guys created is a great way for people to start. Even if they, you know, are going through their whole journey of trying to exactly figure out what they want to be a part of. Because then, you know, there's so many people, like I said, the division of the United States has been on an all-time high, you know, just based throughout politics and stuff like that, right? And and so I personally feel like whenever people are in a state of fear, so to speak, it puts them in a position where they start to self-preserve and only think of themselves. And then now worrying about other people's problems or other people's issues is not a thing anymore, because they definitely only looking at the fear factor of, I only have to look out for what I have going on right now. So right. The fact that you guys can actually look at it from a different perspective and say, listen, y'all, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Until it happens, we got to take each day at a time. And with each day at a time is that you'll never know when you're the person that's going to need the help. That's why I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also think that whenever you're going through something, the best way to get through it is to service somebody else, to be of service to someone else, because it just, you know, your self-worth. When you see that you can affect someone else positively, then it takes you out of your own issues, you know, and it's also biblical process, you know, biblical advice to pay it forward. But that's another thing. But I think.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, no, you're cool. You're cool. Go ahead. Because your husband in the background, I hear him.
My husband's in the background trying to tell me that Yessi Rodriguez.
Yeah. We got a question. So she asks throughout the – oh, wait. Hold on. Why is it not doing it right? Okay, here it goes. So throughout this process, how do you all keep the lights on to continue to be able to do this vetting process for others?
Well – that's funny that you should say that. We are a startup, so it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And it's just my husband and I. We don't have a board. We don't have employees. Luckily, my husband is an editor for TV and for feature films. So he's able to keep the rent paid and keep the bills paid. But, you know, we keep our money tight. I mean, you know, I think everybody does these days.
Well, you know? Yeah, because at the end of the day, you got to think about it. You know, whenever you believe in something, it takes you first to really believe in it. That's the same thing I say every time I end the show. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. You got to already see yourself in that successful place that you want to be. And sometimes... Yeah. Walking that walk in order for you to get there is the one part that most people would dread, but it's one of the parts of the whole process that's the most rewarding, right? Because you become an overcomer throughout all of this, right?
Amen. You guys, absolutely.
you can't, it doesn't make you be a person that looks at the obstacles in front of you and be like, man, yo, I don't know, how are we gonna do this? It makes you take all of the things that you're dealing with and say, okay, bet. All right, cool. I know you hitting me like this right now, but I see me already here. So this is just part of the process. And I think, you know, whenever you can, you guys like what you guys are doing, or even what I'm doing with the platform, it's no different. It's like you guys, the consistency of what you're doing is how you continue to be successful. Now, for other people and their view of what success is, that's on them. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't my business. But for me, the consistency of being able to move that forward is what's important. So we got another question real quick. She asks, are these tax-deductible donations where people
donate? Absolutely. Absolutely. They are absolutely. We are 501c3 and we are 509a2. Which means that we are 100% publicly funded. We do not get grants from the government because we don't want the government telling us what to do with our money. So we will not take money from people who will tell us where it has to go, because we made this app for the people in the community, because you see what you need in your communities. Yes.
No,
and, you know, I think working with actors, you know, who have a lot of material things, I think that I have realized all the things I don't need. So do you know what I mean? So you're right. So like the idea of success is different for everybody. I don't need stuff. I don't need stuff. I just want to help people. I've always wanted to help people and animals. I have 5 rescue animals sitting at my feet as we speak.
Right.
Yes. he knows I'm talking about him. So he came running. You know, I've always been that way, but I want other people to get that pipster mindset and to be proud to pay it forward by a dollar or by opening up a door, like I said, or just smiling at someone else.
Right.
It's so easy.
Yeah. But no, you make a lot of sense, right? Success to people is based on, you know, their own version of it, right? Whatever they see for themselves, right? You have those people who only see if they ever make it to Hollywood as success, and then you got those who, you know, create their own content and they feel like they're just as successful as the people that people pay, you know, a lot of money to go see in box offices or on Broadway or wherever these people may be. You know, it's just the way you view things, right?
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, You just got to be a person that's willing to accept your own purpose. And I think through your gifts and talents is how you find your purpose. Yeah. It's just that people sometimes don't have the mindset of purpose. They have the mindset of gift or talent, because that's the thing that they honed in on in life. All they can see is this dream of theirs, right? They had this dream their whole life of being this thing. But they don't understand that dream was just a step for your purpose. It wasn't the meaning of your life. You know,
that's
the
meaning
of your
life. God gives you these gifts to do something with, right?
Exactly.
God gives these gifts to you to make a difference in the world. And you have to decide what your values are and what you're going to, how your gift is going to make a difference.
That makes a whole lot of sense, because that's where your purpose comes in at, right? Because you can easily say like, yo, my gift was to make people look pretty, or not to look pretty, to make them look like they wasn't pretty right now.
Yeah.
Whatever your goal was behind the brushes that you used to make people look like that character they had to get into. Most people who had that particular gift of imagination that could look at a person and, you know, make them look like something, would have felt like that was their purpose, not to find out that because you've been in this industry and saw that you didn't need things, but where your interests would go, now you found your purpose. Now between you and your husband, you guys been in Hollywood for I don't know how long. You got people who are homeless right now because they tried to live a dream to be over there where you guys were. Like,
that's
let's think about Skid Row is the most talented place in America right now. Skid Row, the most talent.
Amazing poets, amazing artists. You are 100% correct. There are some amazing talent out on the street right now as we speak.
Out on the street, homeless right now, right? Because of the industry and not being able to understand how to navigate it and how to deal with that whole thing. So you gotta, you know, it's like, it's the mindset thing of finding your purpose. For them, they thought that that was their dream and that was their purpose, and it wasn't. It was just their stepping stone in order for them to find their purpose, because their purpose is not to be out there on that street right now. So Amen. When I say to y'all use that gift to find your purpose, and your purpose is this app. Now, what's going to happen is, while all these other people are finding their purpose, like you said, the young lady that's the single mom, and then the veterans, the woman that walking the dog, now they found their purpose, and now they're able to figure it out. Like, yo, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. I just know I need to do this. See, these are the people that jump, and that's where the help come from, right? Yes. Because it ain't about how, it's about what. Do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's why I say, yo, this is a big thing, yo, to be able to say to another person, hey, listen, I want to create something where, you know, you guys can help somebody else with for just a dollar.
Yes, you know? It was huge to us. In all honesty, I honestly think it was a gift from God, because just the way it came in, and we just felt so divinely pointed in this direction. Little things like when we applied for our 501c3 number, everyone kept saying to us, oh, it will take months to get, be patient, could take 6 months to a year, because we know how efficient government isn't. You know, it could take a long time, just be patient. We got ours back. We got our number back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And we were like, okay, all right, God, okay, let's go. Let's go. What else can we do? And things just started to fall into place. So I really feel like this was my purpose. And it's been amazing. I mean, there are so many smaller nonprofits out there that need our help. And everyone doesn't have to donate big money. $1 and your dad's dollar and your mother's dollar and your cousin's dollar and your sister's dollar. And all of a sudden you have $20. Now you fed somebody. Now you fed a family. I mean, it doesn't take much. If we all come together, we can help each other.
And the best part about it, you guys, is the transparency part.
Yes.
Which well, is one
for sure.
Yeah, because it's something that is in life in general, most people are not, you know, here's the thing about transparency. You have people who are very transparent, and then the people who are in front of the, you know, they don't receive it because of the way they may think. Yeah. You know, they don't want to receive how transparent you are. They think you're playing. Right. And then you got those people who will make you guess every step of the way. And to the point where you just be racking your brain to try to, I don't know what's going on here.
And then
we deal with the whole thing about this whole gathering of money. Like, the whoever the person is in charge of allocating the money, it will always be a mistrust there when it's just a human. That is the one person that is in allocation of the money. Because you got to think about it. It got to be a trusting bill. You guys are developing an app. You have a website. So the people who are donating, they got to be able to trust it. So we know that you guys are going to have to keep investing in the infrastructure. So the fact that people are not understanding that part, like, listen, they developed the app. Yes, this money is going to go out, but a certain portion has to go back to the app and the developers, because they have to continue to keep upgrading the technology, keep putting it in the right place, and keep, you know, you never know. This app may go on the blockchain. Who knows? If this app ever goes on the blockchain and then now people can donate that way, we can really move it around, then you can have people from all over the world that want to donate and be able to give it, even if they're not there. So, my bad. Did I jump too far?
No, that is my dream. That is my dream. I can't, you know, I always say to my husband, you know, I imagine this fund that goes around and takes care of our caregivers, because people who are caring for seniors, they have to fundraise as well as be a caregiver. They should just focus on their gift, which is caring, caregiving. We want to care for these people. I can't do what they do, but we should take care of these people so that they could do what they've been born to do. You know, and like I say to Chris, you know, if we gave a dog rescue $10,000, they're not going to go on vacation to Hawaii. They're going to rescue more dogs. You know, That's my dream, is just to have a fund to care and take care of these people who are selfless and tireless and using their own money so that they can be the caregivers. And they're the glue of our communities. They are literally the glue. They are the person that walks down the street and says, how are you? What do you need? How are you? What can I do? We need those people in our communities.
Right, definitely. And we need more awareness on these organizations too as well. We need the directors and the people who are in front of these organizations to, you know, make themselves a little bit more visible so we can know more about you and we could try to have conversations with you on platforms like ours. Because me personally, I'm connected to a bunch of different platforms, right? Because even Yessie's been in the comments and she has her own platform as well too. And there's other people that I know that have platforms that would love to talk and help spread this message because, you know, you got to understand the one thing that I tell a lot of people is that, you know, being able to help other people and you, even if you don't need the help right now, you never know when you will, but just the thought process of knowing that there's a whole space out there with as much transparency as you would want in anything you can when it comes to your money. Because most people don't know what their money do when they got it in the bank right now. They don't know know what's going on with their money right now. They think because they could check their account and it says that's what they're doing. It's not doing that. Bank is loaning that money out, making all kind of interest off of your little bit of money that you got in there. So you can't sit up here and act like if you can't figure out exactly what's going on, that you wouldn't want to be a part of that. Yeah. So I applaud you and your husband. Go ahead. What you was going to say?
Thank you. Also, on a side note, we've helped individuals as well. And that vetting process is a background check and legal checks. And we do a lot, just so people know, when we do these individuals. We found a little boy who was 6 years old that he was born with bacterial disease, which is a long, complicated story, but he didn't have an anus and he didn't have an esophagus. So like in 5 minutes of his birth, he was a $1 million baby because they had to reconstruct all this stuff for him. This little boy, 6 years old, would take his allowance, walk down the street and pass out Top Ramen to the homeless people, dragging his IV. 6 years old, would take his allowance and give Top Ramen to homeless people. We found out about this little boy. He needed heart surgery and his family couldn't afford the heart medication that would prep his heart for the heart surgery. So my mother-in-law is actually the one who found him, introduced him to us, and we got him on the app. We raised $604 for him. And his medication cost $600 and he got the most votes. So we were able to help him get his heart medication. I'm so happy to say he's now 7 years old and he's doing great. He's doing
well.
And he still takes his allowance and he still passes it out to the homeless. You know, he's an amazing child. I think because he grew up sick, he just, again, wants to help others. But we were able to help him, and he was in Oregon.
Wow. Yeah. That's so crazy.
It works all over.
And so you guys don't just help organizations, you can help people as well too, and people can vote. And that's another thing. So that's why this is a big thing. Like people need to definitely sign up and give. I know I'm going to sign up myself. And I think we, as we continue to promote, because even after the show, you know, I'm gonna chop this up, clip it up. We're going to keep going. I want to help you guys with marketing and stuff like that to make sure that people can be more aware about, you know, knowing about this app and knowing how to give and just be prepared. You know what I mean? Like be in the spirit of giving and be prepared. Don't just do it around Christmas because that's what you feel like you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You know, let's do things in a way where it's not. I like to say this about people, right? There's a certain mindset that people have, right? When you work a 9-to-5, it's a mindset that you live for the weekend, right? You do all these different things. And a couple of days that you feel like you have to yourself, right? Which is really only one, you know, it ain't really that. It's a day and a half, right? But let's just say that people live for the weekend and their mindset is based around that. Those couple of days a week versus them having the mindset of every day is your day, right?
Right.
And we want people to look at it from that perspective. Like, listen, yeah, you don't have to worry about this right now today, but listen, be in a position to not only think about yourself, but think of others. And I promise you, all the things that you want for yourself will come to you because you've been selfless and gave to others. And I mean, your purpose. Some people don't know. Their purpose may have been to become wealthy so you can be a giver to smaller causes. You just never know.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yes. It doesn't take much to help each other. And we all need to help each other, especially these days, because we're all in our homes, on our computers. We're also, you know, separated from each other. You know, the kids aren't playing on the streets anymore. I mean, you know,
it's so dangerous, right? You can't. You got to be a parent that either you got to play outside with your children, or it has to be a community of people that know each other, that can trust each other enough to get to know each other. And so it's so hard because people having to move every year because they're chasing a rent price or chasing, you know, something to try to help them, you know, so they moving around. So, you know, that's another thing that, you know, can be helped. So I feel like with this app, it's a lot of different causes of different things that could be helped, that people could get help with if they would just be willing to look at a dollar differently. I'm talking about a single dollar too. Look at it differently.
Yes.
You know, change the mindset of how they look at that dollar. Instead of looking at it as the loneliest, lowest, you know, De Niro that they have, look at that as the thing that could be that $1. You look at it as a million. That's how I look at it, right? Yep. That
every
$1 is a million
dollars.
Make
a big difference. You know, I mean, every dollar does make a difference. It bought Max's medication. It's paid for dogs. Listen. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you guys raised what he needed. And he gave other people what they needed. You feel what I'm saying? There are people out here who will look at that and they won't even, they'll think that he did it just for that, not knowing that you guys are in the background are raising money, you know. And I just feel like, you know, people who got stories like that, people who have a spirit like that, their example need to be told more. They need to be shown more. I know they don't do it for the glory, but it's just that people need to know about that spirit, though.
You know? Agreed. That's what that is my goal. That's why I want people to know how easy it is to help each other. Yes, it's a dollar, and that's why we made it a dollar, because we want people to know it's so simple. A smile at the door. Your change that you get back from your Starbucks coffee every day can make a huge difference in somebody else's life.
It's crazy. You know? I really want people to pay attention. Look, what are we going to do? Because I want to make sure that people know, right? So before we get out of here, I want you to tell everyone, listen, how can they get all the information they need to get on, whether they are a nonprofit organization that wants to be a part of the app to get vetted, or whether they just, you know, people out here who are watching this and they're inspired and they're compelled to say, hey, I want to start donating a dollar maybe a month, or however they feel like they want to do it, just to be a part of, you know, a voting system where I can help other people and other causes that I feel, you know, that are worthy, or to be able to present a cause themselves, maybe.
Yes.
You just never know.
We love, please suggest smaller nonprofits. We love them. We want to help them. We want to give them a voice in this gigantic world of nonprofits. Yes. So our new website where you can suggest nonprofits is launching in the next 2 days. So you can go there to go to pipster.org, and then you can suggest your charities or your causes there. Also, the app is app.pipster.org, and there's a whole coaching system on how to become a Pipster and how to vote. And then if you have any troubles, you can email us at info@pipster.org. Any questions, we are open. I've given people my phone number. Actually, when we first started the app, I had my phone number on the app, which we had to eventually take down because I was getting so many phone calls. But yeah, I'm open to talking with anybody about this. I love what this does. I love what it can do. So info@pipster.org. If you have any questions or if you have any suggestions or if you just want to talk about it, you can.
No, that's great. And all the people that watch tonight and all the people that's going to watch the playback and the clips that we drop, I want you guys to know that this is a very important app. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you guys got to kind of think about it. There's not too many places that you can donate to where you get this much transparency to the point where not only do you get to pick where you would like your funds to go, can also see where it's been going and what it's been doing and what it's for. And you yourself can also suggest different things that people may need help with and help for, and get voting on that too. And look, you don't have to be a sore loser if whatever you put up to be voted for doesn't get the most votes over maybe another scenario. You just got to be willing to be a person that doesn't mind, you know, understanding that there is an opportunity that you can receive help, because you got, you know, you just never know. The more people donate, the more funds that are allocated, or the more that's in the pot, the more that could be, you know, divided into different things.
Amen.
You know,
absolutely.
It can be a certain amount. All right, hey, maybe 10,000 can go here, 10,000 can go there, instead of one person getting 100,000. You know, we could split that 100,000 up, and yes, it could go different places. So you guys got to kind of look at it from that perspective. Don't look at it from, we're at a beginning level, in the hundreds now, right?
Yeah.
So money is in the hundreds. So you already know, in the hundreds, it ain't too much splitting that could go on in the hundreds.
Right.
But the
right.
more people get in, and the more people start to donate, and the more people understand how far that dollar could go, then we get into the thousands, and then we get into the tens of thousands, and then we go ahead and start moving up. Now we're able to help multiple causes, and that's what everybody should be thinking about. Listen, I'm going through something myself right now, but look, let me give a dollar. Or I'm not going through anything right now. Let me put this snack down and let me go ahead and use this snack and let me give them this dollar. You know what I mean? Let me, okay, I'm on a health kick. Let me take this change that I was going to use for that. Let me go ahead and put it over here in this app. And then boom. Because at least if you're putting it over there, it's not like you don't get to know where it's going. You get alert, you get notified, you know, it's time for you to vote. Will you vote? Would you like your money to go? You know, you'll know. So it's not like you're just throwing it over there and it's just thrown away.
This is
a great app. It's amazing. It can help so many different people in so many different scenarios. I'm hoping that all the people that's watching really pay attention to it and really get down with the cause. All right, let's make that shake. All right.
Yes.
So before we get out of here, all the people that was watching, remember, if it's your first time watching and you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the notification button so you can know when the next time we go live and we have more interesting conversations with people, right? Because we want you to get all of the information you can, because everything goes together, y'all. You just may not see it, but all of the people I've had on as guests are a piece of a puzzle.
Yes.
Right. You have people who need help, and now you have an app that's sitting up. Now, look, you guys have been worried about not being able to give because you can't trust this person. Now you have. So it's a piece of a puzzle. Right. So I want all the people to understand that's the reason why the platform is what it is. It's not a niche platform. We have conversation with interesting people. And this is a great conversation to have. So I thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us, for you sharing your vision with us, you and your husband. You guys are, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know what it is that you guys, it was divinely given to you guys. I'm going to tell you all that. And I hope you guys really take that into consideration, man.
Every single day, we're so grateful. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, just so everyone can keep up with what we're doing. But we realize what a gift this is. And I feel it's such a blessing to be able to bless others. And I like that it's in the control of the people, because it's for the community. That's what I want people to know. No one's going to take your money and decide where it goes. You get to vote. You have a say in it.
And that's powerful. Yeah.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Thank you so
especially
much
when you're giving.
So nice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I appreciate you guys for coming on. And you know, even your husband in the background, man, for yelling out what he was yelling out. You understand? I appreciate y'all, man, for real. Because like I said, you know, it's a lot of information out here that if people would just take the time to hear it, man, it could change their life. You got to be an open book, man, right?
Yes.
You got to be willing to have those type of conversations and not just think you know everything. So I'm thankful. You know what I mean? So thank y'all. So to all the people that's watching, thank y'all so much, man. All the people that jumped on tonight, thank y'all for all the comments. Thank y'all for continuing to support this the platform each and every week that y'all do. There you go. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. and look, it's just so, it's so dope. Yes, dope. It's just so great to be able to have that type of energy on the platform and to know that there are people out here in the world who are not selfish, right?
Yes.
And are open to continuing continuously looking out for other people, man. And it's so amazing, y'all. So yeah. To all of y'all, don't forget, each and every week, this is what we do. We have conversations with interesting people, so y'all don't want to miss it. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all like us. Make sure y'all follow my guests. They're on Facebook, Pipster. Y'all can find them on Facebook. They have their own page on Facebook. You can find them on X. You can find them on Instagram. They're everywhere. You guys, make sure you get more information. They have the new app and everything that's going to be launching in a few days. Give it to, you know, the end of the week. Let everything work out. And you guys get out there and get that information in between now and then. So until next week, y'all hold it down out there. And don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week.